Paul Landecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. We know Oreo has gone insane with all their limited edition flavors in the past few years. Now they've got another one. Peanut butter and jelly. Sadly, they're not available anywhere in our area just yet. But they will be. We'll keep you posted. Did not realize this, but the Curiosity rover is still exploring the surface of Mars. Yeah, it's still up there, traveling around the red planet, sending back pictures and reports. And this week, the robot explorer is celebrating its fifth birthday on the planet. Man, that's one long life battery. On next week's episode of Pawn Stars, Rick Harrison has offered OJ's white Ford Bronco. The getaway Bronco is now owned by OJ's former agent, and he wants to sell it. Harrison said it was one of his most conflicted episodes ever because he thinks Simpson is a creep who really did bad things. But he said the Bronco would be good for the show and his shop. So what happens? We'll have to watch on the 14th. Wichita State University in Kansas recently teamed up with the city of Wichita to paint a water tower with the school logo and name. And somehow they managed to screw it up. Misspelled two of the three words. The word they didn't misspell is Wichita, which is definitely the hardest one to spell, right? They switched the last letters in state and university. So the water tower said Wichita State Universite. The city fixed it on Friday after tons of people had taken pictures, and of course they went viral. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Landecker back with the Daily Buzz on Cozy and some random facts. Rachel McAdams, Fred Durst, Sharon Stone, Jay Leno, Seal, and Pink all worked at McDonald's growing up. I worked at Dairy Queen. Every American president in the past century has made at least one international trip during their presidency, with only one exception, Herbert Hoover. And the band ABBA got its name from the first letters of the four members' names. Agnetha, Bjorn, Benny, and Annie Frid. And now you know. Well, it's important to pay attention when new emojis come out, since I'm pretty sure they're all our primary form of communication now. The consortium that regulates emojis and picks out which ones will be made official in the next year that goes to Apple, Google, Twitter, etc., they just announced their final candidates for next year. They include a smiley face with a superhero cape, animals including a kangaroo, llama, peacock, and lobster, foods like sliced bagels, cupcakes, and mangoes. Thought there was a cupcake. A skateboard, a brick wall, a teddy bear, and a roll of toilet paper. All right. Hey, the biggest sign that fall is just around the corner. Pumpkin everything shows up on store shelves. And so far, the seasonal fall flavor has made an early return to the stores with products like pumpkin spice Cheerios, Werther's pumpkin spice caramels, which sound awesome, and Coffee Mate pumpkin spice creamer. I'm still gorging on seasonal corn on the cob. I'll get back to you on that stuff. 23-year-old guy named Jesse Orok was about to win a 10K race in Portland, Maine on Saturday. He won the same race last year, but he started suffering from heat stroke this year, and right before the end of the race, he collapsed. So the guy in second place could easily have passed him and won, but instead he picked Jesse up, ran the last few feet with him, and pushed him across the line, so he finished first. Guy in second place's name was Robert Gomez, and he'd never won the race before. He said afterward that Jesse ran the better race and deserved to win. And when he saw him on the ground, he just knew he had to help. By the way, Jesse will be A-OK. By the way, before you start whipping out vacation photos of your recent getaway, 73% of people say they don't like to see their friends' vacation photos, especially on social media. 77% post them anyway. They're the most common photos they share from balconies, landmarks, and the first drink. Well, we'll be talking a lot about the 54th annual Blueberry Festival this weekend. Things get going on Thursday night with the pageant. Great live entertainment. We'll be live at the festival all weekend on Cozy. Thanks to N&R Department Store, State Farm Insurance, Cookies on Call, Jensen's Excavating, Moore Family Pharmacy, and the South Haven Area Chamber of Commerce, our special broadcast sponsors for our broadcast from the Blueberry Festival. In addition to all our summer tour sponsors, because it's another stop on the Cozy Summer Tour. Looking forward to seeing you in the city of South Haven as we turn blue this weekend for the 54th annual Blueberry Festival. We're your voice for the festival, Cozy FM. Knucklehead News out of Wales, where a guy with an outstanding warrant didn't like his unflattering mugshot that the cops put on Facebook. So after pleading with them to take it down, he reached a deal with cops. If he turned himself in, they'd take it down. So he went to the station on Thursday and cops arrested him. They took down the mugshot. Never doubt the power of people's social media vanity. The Daily Buzz. Hey, I'd love it if you see things that are buzzable that I could talk about here on The Daily Buzz. Just send them to me, paul@wcsy.com. Leave a message on Facebook or Twitter, fax 637-2675. And as always, you can drop things off here at the station. We're right across from McFadden's on M140 in South Haven. Podcasts of The Daily Buzz available on great podcasts all over America, including WCSY.com, our website, and Podcast America, and of course, iTunes. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift, and that's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.